Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is about grains. These are considered the staple food in every civilization. Rice in Asia, corn in the Americas, wheat in Europe and the Middle East. Recently, we're finding some people doing better to actually cut back on these in their diets for various benefits. How could this be, since civilization seems to thrive on these, well, staples? Some would argue that grains, even though they've been with us for thousands of years, haven't been with us for hundreds of thousands of years, which is what less cultivated foods have. This is the contention of the paleo diet, short for Paleolithic, which means the diet is considered pre-agriculture, and therefore more natural in a way, as is truly what our bodies evolved into being able to digest properly. If a natural diet involves less processing or meddling with our food, a la packaging, microwaving, bleaching, and milling out the vitamins and fiber, then perhaps there's something to this. We humans took some seeds and turned them into a huge chunk of our calories, so maybe there was a kind of distortion here. While some people do fine, at least for a while, on a high-grain diet, such as macrobiotics or even a low-fat diet that emphasizes fiber, we are finding such grains can seem to hinder the healing process in some people. So what would people eat instead of any brown rice or whole wheat? This, as most things, can vary from person to person, ranging from those who seek to drastically reduce carbohydrates, high in the grains, to some other strategy that can clearly sidestep some of the apparent failings of grains. I personally find I do better without grains in certain situations, such as my afternoon is more energetic if I didn't get enough sleep the night before, and I skip my grains for that lunch that day. I'll talk about more about these topics next week. Thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies.